breakfast show. And it goes, on today.
How are you getting on? It's the Best Of podcast with me, Ian Dempsey, where I bring you all the highlights from the past week on The Breakfast Show. This week's edition is in honour of our week over in Abu Dhabi for the Special Olympics World Games. We also have Radio Roy looking for some answers from John Delaney in Giff Grub, and Mairead Ronan chats about how she's feeling ahead of the Dancing with the Stars final. Let's start with Team Ireland's Sarah Louise Ray, who won gold in the singles badminton. I caught up with her at the ADNEC Stadium in Abu Dhabi after she won her first game of the tournament. Some operator, some sportswoman, I'll tell you.
There's a queue of people wanting to talk to you now. You're a very popular girl.
Yeah, I'm very popular. I never knew I was going to be this popular over one match out of loads of them. But it's a privilege to be able to speak to you guys and being able to see and tell you guys how much fun I'm having. And it's been an amazing experience getting to play with people right across the world.
Well, listen, apart from all the fun you're having, you're a brilliant badminton player.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So where did you get that skill from? Have you always been good?
No, I only started 5 years ago from playing athletics, and I went into badminton.
But you've also got natural talent, I think.
Natural talent, yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And listen, just can you answer me one thing? When you were taking your shots, you do a little thing with your fingers. Is that a trick? Is that something, a little thing that you can pass on to other badminton players around Ireland?
Like a motion sensing thing, I do it when I'm taking my breath, because I do three wiggles, then I play off, because it's the way I start my matches. It's like a wee wave to everybody, but here I'm coming.
But I thought it was for your opponent that you were kind of just doing
it. It's for them to say you're ready, but I give them a wee wave too with it.
Yeah. And listen, I met your family up there with the spectators.
Yeah.
And they're so proud of you. It's
Thank
fantastic.
You.
And so they're over here now to support
yes,
you.
They are, yeah.
Very good. Well, listen, continued success, and we look forward to you lifting the medals and do all the business.
Yeah.
Sarah Louise, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Today
FM. Huge excitement in the Team Ireland football camp at the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi during the week after the lads won bronze in spectacular fashion. 7-2 was the result. Amazing. Our Breakfast Show reporter Stuart Griffin was down at Zayed Sports City to catch up with them and their coaches after collecting their bronze medals. Here's Daniel Burns, Stephen O'Leary, Patrick Furlong and head coach Graham Gillick. Heroes all.
I feel shocked, to be honest. Like, 10 years ago I couldn't kick a ball. Now 10 years later I'm in Division 1 playing for a bronze medal. Like, it's mental the way Special Olympics changed my life more for the better.
I'm feeling amazing, to be honest. Like, I've been in Special Olympics for 10 years and this is my first time ever getting picked for the World Games, but to come over here and do your country proud and to get a bronze medal, it's amazing. It's surreal. Like, I just love being over here. Like, it's really good, and do the family, friends proud and everyone proud back home.
The main problem is meet the determined, and you can see the determination on people here. Like, I mean, all you have to do is just look and you'll see how well these athletes are. There's lads that have waited years. For example, for myself, started Special Olympics at 12 and I'm now 20. Like, I waited 8 years for this, and now 8 years later I got a bronze medal. Like, it's unbelievable how quickly you can evolve in 8 years. Like, it is phenomenal, and you can see it. Like, I worked hard, the lads worked hard for a bronze medal, so we're all delighted with ourselves. We're going back to Ireland proud and happy.
Tricky. I had some ups and downs. A couple of days of tough games that didn't go our way. But, you know, the performance the lads put in yesterday was second to none. We don't know where that performance came from, to be honest.
And who were they playing yesterday?
Played Estonia. Bet them 7-2. You know, so, geez, they really kept the best to last. You know, if we had done that earlier on in the competition, it could have been a different story. But, you know, it was great. It was amazing.
Dean was chatting to some of the team, I think, after they lost the game. And it just showed, you know, you see online all the happiness.
Yeah.
But there is a lot. Like any sport, you know, there is the downs with the ups. Like,
that's it, and as you said, that's sports. You know, you have to go through it. Unfortunately, we went through it, and look, we came out the other side. And it's amazing. Like, some of these lads may never get the opportunity again. So let them enjoy every single minute of it. Today
FM. And one of the athletes I had the pleasure of chatting to was Simon Lowry, and I caught up with the Galway man after one of his opening rounds and again after his final round. We were keeping an eye on him. What a player, Simon Lowry.
You played a blinder. Were you happy enough?
Yeah, very tough out there. I was happy enough.
Was it the weather or the heat? Or?
It was the wind, like, putting and everything got very tough.
But you played well. I mean, I've heard people talking about you and saying that your swing is such a natural swing and it's just incredible. So,
thanks.
I mean, do you realise that yourself?
I'd be pretty happy, like, with it.
I mean, the elephant in the room question has to be, with a surname like Lowry, who won here in Abu Dhabi just a few months ago, imagine if you were to do it again, so there were two Lowrys in the one sort of season?
Yeah, to be a bit of a coincidence, like.
And is there any, are you related in, are you cousins or anything?
No relation.
No relation.
No.
I was actually talking to your father earlier on, Thomas, and I was asking him, was he any good at golf? And he was saying he was brilliant.
Struggles, I think.
Have you beaten him on many occasions?
I have.
I'd say, yeah, all right. Yes, we've got the Lowrys here, Thomas and Ita. Do they call you Tom?
Yes.
Tom.
Everything except call me too early in the morning.
Very good. So listen, it's another beautiful day in Abu Dhabi and Simon has played magnificently today. Did he get an albatross?
Yes. He got an albatross, yeah.
And has he had that kind of form before? Because that's brilliant.
No, I have never seen him play like he played today.
Yeah. So it's not official. We don't know how he's scored yet.
Yes. They're doing the scores there at the moment, as far as I know.
Oh, here's the main man. Come on over.
Oh,
okay,
Simon,
how are you, Simon? We've been following your progress. So now you're at the kind of end of the game. So have you just been told what the story is there?
I don't know the final result yet, but I'm definitely in second.
But maybe first?
Maybe first.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, you scored an albatross out there.
I had on the seventh hole.
Yeah.
I knew I struck it well, alright, but I was a few seconds before I heard the roar. Like,
yeah. Is that one of your most magical moments playing golf?
Tis, yeah. Thanks.
I love it. Well, listen, we'll be there to hear how you did. I think it's going to be gold.
Hopefully.
He is as cool as a breeze, is Simon. And yes, he did win the gold. We're delighted for him and for his family as well. With Team Ireland doing so well at the World Games, we asked Brian O'Callaghan from the Irish background staff to give us a final tally of the medals on Thursday in the presence of the athletes themselves.
I am delighted to announce that this fantastic team this morning have amassed a total of 80 medals!
Yay!
So what's the breakdown on that, Brian?
So we have 29 gold, 30 silver, and...
Sorry, 29 gold! And then silver, I suppose that's a bit low, is it?
I know. Listen, it's well-earned. 30 silver.
30 silver! Yay! And what about bronze?
And 21 bronze.
Yeah! Excellent. So have you got a message for them all? I mean, like, you were talking to us about this guy who scored all the hat-tricks. Scored the hat-trick.
The salmon. Where's the salmon? Is the salmon here? Yeah. This man, 5 goals in 4 games, including a hat-trick in the final as they beat Estonia 7-2. Well done.
I hope you don't mind me saying this. There's a bit of an L. Roy Keane look off you there as well. Yeah. Okay, and then on Friday, everybody's going to be arriving at Dublin Airport, coming back in. Have you any idea what time that's going to be?
Arriving back to Dublin at 2 o'clock, expecting a huge crowd. Get out and support these athletes. They deserve every single bit of it.
Very good. Okay, listen, thanks a million. Well done. Congratulations.
FAI boss John Delaney was in the headlines yet again. This time it was for a €100,000 transaction that he made to the company that he is chief executive of. So Radio Roy wanted to have a word with him, and Mick McCarthy as well.
We must not falter, because first up, it's Gibraltar. It's Radio Roy. He's the boy.
Welcome back to a brand new season of Radio Roy, ahead of our first Euro 2020 outing against Gibraltar. And now we've a packed show line.
Sorry, Roy, we need a word from our new sponsor there.
Sorry, sponsor?
Radio Roy.
Sponsored by John Delaney Loans.
Sorry, what the f***?
John Delaney here. Fancy a new conservatory? A trip to Benidorm? Or how about that new treehouse for little Shawnee? I've got you covered.
John Delaney will personally fast-track your loan for up to €100,000 within 10 minutes. John Delaney Loans.
Sponsors of Radio Roy.
You'll always qualify, even if we don't.
Roy, keep it together.
Okay, I'm delighted to be joined by the new Ireland manager, Mick McCarthy.
All right, Roy.
All credit to Michael J. Fox, but this is like going back in time at the end of the day, Mick.
Life can be funny that way, Roy, I agree.
Like, what's the story with bringing Glenn Whelan back out of retirement? I mean, he's ancient.
Glenn Whelan, spring chicken. Glenn's only the beginning.
Sorry?
I'm also delighted to announce that Robbie Keane has agreed to put boots back on again. That right, Robbie?
Huh?
How are you, Mick? Yeah, it's always been me dream to come out of retirement.
Robbie? What the...
Not just Robbie. Duffer's in and all. All right, Duffer.
Hi. This is really exciting, Mick.
Damien!
Kenny what? Cunningham and all right, Kenny!
Yeah, I think at this particular moment in time, the time is right at this moment, particularly in time.
Jason McAteer.
All right, Jamie. Right.
Pig Nile!
Hello, this is like the travelling Wilburys, right?
Stan!
All right, boys, bring on Gibraltar.
But this is madness, Mick! They're old fellas, and they're langers.
Age is temporary, Roy. Class is permanent.
Are you clinically insane?
We're only missing one, Roy.
Ooh.
You.
I'm 48 years of age. I've glasses. I've stalks grown out of me ears. And I'm constantly complaining about the cold.
You've still got a great first touch, Roy.
How do you mean?
I saw you down in Turner's Cross.
And?
Little shimmy of the hips.
What are you saying?
In the words of Gary Barlow, Roy, I've got your lipstick still on your coffee cup.
It's one of my favourite songs.
So?
Let's see how Gibraltar goes.
It's almost Loan O'Clock
with John Delaney Loans,
proud sponsor of Radio Roy.
Okay, competition time. Who have we got, please?
Hi.
Hi, Anne. Who else?
It's Conroy.
Hi, Con. Okay. Hi. First competition of the campaign. This is easy peasy. Anne and Con, which famous rock is associated with this weekend's match?
Rock of Cashel.
No, Con.
Dickie Rock.
No, you know The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
Who?
Rock Hudson.
No.
Kid Rock.
Famous Rock.
Dean Rock.
Con, Rock.
Me Amadeus.
Rock of.
No need for the bad language, Roy.
Forget it.
Bye.
Okay. I'm delighted to be joined in studio by FAI Chief Executive John Delaney.
Morning, Roy.
John, all credit to Elephants in Rooms, but I have to ask you, people are only asking one thing. Why did you, as Chief Executive of the FAI, lend the FAI €100,000 personally?
Well, Roy, the financial balance sheets of a publicly limited company are transparent.
Never mind the gobbledygook. Why did you personally lend the FAI €100,000, John?
Well, as I said, Roy, the questions will be answered in the fullness of time.
Forget about the fullness of time, John. Why did you accept your you?
I'm
you.
Me, yeah.
You, John Delaney,
yeah,
you. Why did you personally lend the FAI €100,000?
Well, right, I understand where you're coming from, but the reality is...
Tell me the reality of you lending the FAI personally €100,000. Why, John?
Right, there's a plenary committee meeting in the next four months,
John,
which will outline
the fullness
of the statutory situation involving
why
the memorandum.
Why did you lend the FAI €100,000?
Right, the matters are of this financial situation are sensitive, right, which, by the way, require a due diligence.
I'll ask you again.
Right, I hope you're Jeremy Paxman or something.
€100,000, John.
Right.
The fact of the matter...
Why did you lend the FAI €100,000?
Well, right...
Why did you lend the FAI €100,000, John?
Roy, life is complicated, and the complications...
Why did you lend the FAI €100,000?
Should be a good game against Gibraltar on
Why did you lend the FAI €100,000? Did you lend the FAI €100,000?
They said their showers due at the weekend, right?
Today FM. Can you tell us about the format for Sunday?
Yeah, three of us left on Sunday night, but we all have three dances to do. We have the judges' favourite dance. They picked that one, obviously. And they want to see an improvement. Everybody thinks we're going to do last week's Viennese Waltz, but we can't do that one again because the judges gave us perfect scores on that one. It would be also our favourite as well, but, you know, it's too close to the final. So, no, two other dances. So, judges picked one that they really liked, but they want to see an improvement on. We've picked our favourite one, and then we have our show dance, and John has thrown everything at it. I mean, I'm not allowed to say too much, but two words... Broadway baby.
Whoa! Give him the old razzle dazzle.
The only thing is, John turns me upside down in it. I'll be killed for saying all this, but sure, what are they going to do? Throw me out of the final.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I've kicked him in the head a couple of times while I'm doing it. Like yesterday, my heel made contact with the top of his head.
I love when you're doing the kind of the fast
the
ones
Latin-y
as well.
Ones. You're not the Latin one. Route.
And you look so happy. You look as if you are born to do this, which is brilliant. You know?
Well, I felt our Samba week when we had the RTE Concert Orchestra. I've watched the show since it's been on. And before it was ever on Irish Telly, I was watching Strictly. And it's known as the dreaded Samba or the death dance. And they gave me the Samba that week and I was like, oh, that's it now. Gone. That's it. It's all over.
So listen, we just want to wish you the very best of luck. And I know you're a very sporting type, so I'm sure you want to also pass it on to your fellow finalists, Cleona and Johnny as well.
It's God, going to be a great show. No. Absolutely not. No, not at all. Don't root for me. Vote for me.
And listen, Mairead, I believe after getting into the final, you kept it real last Sunday night because you were spotted by one of our listeners in Macca's in Grafton Street having some chips. Lovely.
Ian, you know me so well. Today
FM. That's it for the Best Of podcast. And remember, if you want to get in touch with the show about anything at all, just send us an email to breakfast@todayfm.com. Open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And you can also check us out on our social media channels. Looking forward to hearing from you. Have a good one. Anything at all, anything that's on your mind, send it to breakfast@todayfm.com. I'll leave you with a lovely little montage from our time at the World Games in Abu Dhabi, and it was very special indeed. Hope that you spend your
days, but they all add up. Special Olympics Ireland!
Yeah. Yeah. I actually got the gold medal for Ireland yesterday.
I am feeling delighted. What a great team, what a great group of coaches.
They're doing a fantastic job and are bringing home loads of medals.
Moved out here this year from Qatar. We've all come out to the Special Olympics to support Team Ireland.
It's meant the way the Special Olympics changed my life more for the better.
It's a privilege to be able to speak to you guys and being able to see and tell you guys how much fun I'm having.
Thanks for getting me to the World Games and I see you all Friday when I get home.
A total of 80 medals! Yeah!
Is that one of your most magical moments playing golf?
Is, yeah. We're all delighted with ourselves. We're going back to Ireland proud and happy.
And it's amazing. Like, some of these lads may never get the opportunity again, so let them enjoy every single minute of it.
You don't look it, but you're the oldest Special Olympics athlete.
I am, yeah. I'm 69.
69 years of age. I swear I lived.